This is a book about labor management conflict in Hollywood. It concerns the attempt of the Conference of Studio Unions, CSU, a federation of craft unions led by painters and carpenters, to confront not only the major studios, but also a competing union, International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, IATSE, and its allies in organized crime. CSU went on strike in 1945 and was locked out in 1946. However, it fought its antagonist to a standstill in 1945. They were routed in 1946. The vanquishing of CSU erased progressive trade unionism for generations to come in one of this nation's most significant industries. CSU's enemies wielded one major charge, that the organization was led and dominated by members of the Communist Party. However, this allegation was wildly inaccurate. The CSU's leader, Herb Sorel, was a painter and former boxer who appeared to have absorbed one too many punches to the skull. He was militant and fearless, but lacked tactical skills. He was publicly hostile to the Soviet Union and insensitively clumsy in addressing the needs and aspirations of Southern California's African-American population. Despite the fact that these actions were clearly not the hallmarks of communist leadership in the first half of the 20th century, the explosive cry of "Communist!" effectively disrupted CSU's effort to win victories for its membership. The union's downfall amounts to a controlled experiment that demonstrates vividly that accusations of communism were not just designed to drive out practicing Reds with ties to Moscow. This it did, most definitely. But these bombardments were also intended to damage militant non-communist labor, which suffered fatal collateral damage.